I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Often you have an idea of what you may think of legislation based on what organizations are in favor of it and those that are opposed. The recently House-passed bill, H.R. 5, the Regulatory Accountability Act, has approximately 13 environmental groups opposed to it, while more than 40 agricultural organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, approve and support H.R. 5's regulatory reforms. The legislation would make reforms to the rulemaking process. AFBF Director of Environment and Energy Policy, Paul Schlegel, says the opposing group's accusations that the legislation would interfere with implementing the Food Safety and Modernization Act are not true.
We disagree with that very strongly. And one of the ironies is that while farmers and ranchers have real problems with the way the rulemaking process has functioned, the way FDA went about its regulatory efforts under Food Safety Modernization, frankly, have gotten very high marks from lots of people, including Farm Bureau.
He points to the waters of the U.S. rulemaking process as a reason for making changes to the rulemaking process.
That rulemaking process was an example of how things are not supposed to happen. The agency is faithful to a congressional intent. If it's faithful to Supreme Court rulings, if it looks at the science objectively, that's what you want an agency to do when they're undertaking a rulemaking. In this case, they didn't. So we want to institutionalize reforms so we don't have that sort of a thing again.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.